It's time now for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's 97.9 The Hill's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show, presented by PTA Thrift Shop. And speaking of cool developments happening later on this month, on November 15th, PTA Thrift Shop will officially become Community Works. Shops still in downtown Carrboro and the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. That Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but Community Works is open with regular hours, all stocked up for the holidays. So head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson to help out with Kids Q today. I keep saying help out. Like, you are Kids Q. I feel like I'm helping you out.
I am Kids Q. That's correct.
True.
Speaking of cool developments,
how do I introduce you? Joining us to do Kids Q today, I feel like there should be a better way of introducing you.
To discuss Kids Q.
Because it's not really answers.
That feels like the McNeil Lehrer News
it's
Hour.
Time
at that
for Kids
point.
Q, so I'm joined by
Victor and AJ. Mm-hmm. We probably should hash this discussion out live.
Yeah,
on
probably
the air.
Sometime that isn't now.
How's it going?
Good.
Awesome.
Yeah, fall is here, officially. 100%.
Yeah, right?
Which I'm very excited about. If there's one thing I hate, it's being hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you're in this studio, which is a little bit
warmer
right now.
Unfortunately, I'm in the studio in full fall flannels.
Yeah,
which
flannel. You're wearing layers. Yeah, this is not a good time to be Victor Lewis right now.
This is not an ideal Victor environment. But my house in the dead of night is an ideal Victor environment. That's sweet, sweet 67 degrees.
Nice.
Sometimes 68 if I'm feeling generous to my very small fiance.
AJ, how about you?
I'm just imagining Victor locking down the thermostat. So
my father put a case on his thermostat.
Yeah.
So nobody could touch it.
No,
huh?
Don't touch it.
You can't touch it.
It's not free. It's
one
not
of the,
free.
One of my great personal stories from my life is when I was in high school. I was on the forensics team. We went to this tournament at a brand new high school in this tiny town. And one of my classmates, I will not say who it was, decided that they were going to start just kind of fiddling with the buttons on the walls in the auditorium while we were all waiting for
that kid's going places.
For the award ceremony to start, and just hit one button and cut out the lights on a room full of 500 high school kids. And I mentioned that because when we went back to the tournament the next year, they had installed one of those lock cases on the lights.
I love that.
Yeah.
Just like the whole thing about labels. If it's on a warning label, someone has done that activity.
Someone has done that thing. Yeah.
Speaking of doing that thing.
Are you all ready for Kids Q?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, everyone get around the radio. Here is today's question. If you could hang out with a fictional character for a day, and we're talking any fictional character at all, from book, movie, TV show, play, anything like that, who would you want to hang out with, and what would you do?
Oh, that's easy.
I'm glad that you have an answer prepared.
There's a list, but the one.
There's obviously a list. I can't answer this whip smart like the what's in your treehouse question.
Yeah, no, I know exactly who I would want to hang out with.
All right, go for it.
James Bond?
Oh, my answer is so similar, and I'm going to feel so bad
about it. James Bond, and then whatever we're doing for a day, whatever he had planned to begin with. I'm just here to tag along.
Whatever Bond was doing.
I'm going along for the ride.
So, I don't know. I feel like the person
you might
who,
die.
The person who accompanies James Bond on his adventures oftentimes does not make it to the end of the
notice
film.
Notice how if Felix female. Stays far away.
Yeah, yeah.
Q always lives.
Q's not
Q
there.
Q also stays far
M
away.
M always lives.
M's not there.
M also doesn't always
we don't know that.
Live.
My prime
Big
example,
brother, baby.
My prime example is Felix. Felix stays well away from James whenever spycraft is happening. Felix is at the hotel watching through binoculars like, yep, all right.
Felix stays away, Q stays away, and M stays away with the exception of one movie where M and James Bond spend the entire movie hanging out together, and M doesn't make it through that movie.
How dare you read my fan fiction?
You wanted me to. You want everyone to.
I do.
You have it on your homepage. Okay, so, James Bond.
So I have obviously a list of fantastic characters from literature, but I want to go with the first answer that popped into my head because, well, that's not always the most correct. I feel like it's the truest right now.
Right.
What's your favorite movie? Lawrence of Arabia. It's not necessarily true, but it's true in this moment. And my answer is from the Preston and Child book series.
Okay.
Like,
I'm glad you didn't say someone from Lawrence of Arabia, because I was going to question the fictionality of the character
But
it's Preston, the movie Lawrence of Arabia.
There's this book series that my aunt got me reading that stars this detective, Aloysius Pendergast.
And
he is Southern James Bond Sherlock Holmes.
You're going to love Knives Out, aren't you?
Yes, I am. That is correct.
I'm moderately excited about Knives Out. Are you kidding me? It's got Daniel Craig in it. I'll watch.
But, I mean, the Southern James Bond, right?
Yeah. Southern James Bond, super detective, is what Aloysius Pendergast is. He's awesome. And it kind of ties into the same thing of whatever you've got planned, Aloysius, is what I'm trying to do today. He lives in like a Southern Gothic Louisiana mansion. He drives a wide selection of old-timey Rolls-Royce vehicles. Aloysius Pendergast is that dude.
He sounds like a rich Matlock.
I kind of want to bring you some of these books and see what you think.
I kind of want you to bring me some of these books.
I have literally all of them.
Is this one where you start at the beginning of the series, or is there like an entry point?
Oh, no,
like
you shouldn't start at the beginning of the series.
Yeah,
the beginning of the series, they actually made a movie of it in the 90s. It's called Relic, and it's like a monster kind of thing. It's just alien in a museum. Like they bring in a monster.
Oh, I do remember that.
It's a garbage movie.
Yeah.
Aloysius is not even in it. But his character is introduced there, and he's a side character. And the classic thing happened where he blew up, and then they made a whole series about this man.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so I had to. I'm glad that you both went before I did, because I was able to think about this. So my first immediate thought was Genie from Aladdin. Because you could hang out with him, and then you get three wishes,
and
right?
Like,
you get like a little
lamp,
bonus. Well, this is post Aladdin Genie.
That's
like, he's just kind of hanging out.
What if Genie wants to go back into the lamp for the day?
Well, then I mean, what if James Bond wants to? I don't know.
These are great
monkey's paw twists. Aston Martin into the shop and just wait there while they're changing the oil for 6 hours.
I'm at a shop with an Aston Martin. I'm good.
That's fair, but not Genie. I'm gonna say yesterday we had. Date night with Brad Bednar, and he and I were talking about our favorite movies. My favorite movie is Clue. I'm going to say Wadsworth from Clue. And
what are you going to do with Wadsworth?
I'm just going to go around while he explains what's going on.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Tell me that's not a great day.
No, that sounds
Miss
like Teal a great
day. Miss Teal in the
day.
Library with a candlestick. Yeah. That's what he's going to do with Mr. Wadsworth.
Awesome. If you are driving around or at home eating a snack, whatever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at Community Works. New Twitter handle there. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor, AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.